Wendy, it's Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey from CNET makes a triumphant return to the show. Bridget, we want to congratulate you on the great news. You've had a baby boy.
I did. Felix is 3 months now, and I'm already back at work and doing the whole thing.
His name is Felix. How much did he weigh, and is he HD compatible?
You got USB-C recharging, yeah.
Good news.
Yeah, he was a healthy 8-pound baby, so.
Wow.
Well, smiles, everything's good.
Congratulations. It's always kind of difficult to go back to work after you've had a kid, but.
It's even more difficult when you have now a 3-year-old also going, like the level of evolved I've done on what tired really means is incredible.
And does baby number one appreciate baby number two? Has that happened yet or not yet?
We have moments.
Yeah.
And you'll have more.
And then moments where it's like, can you please put the baby down? And yeah. Like, oh, okay.
It changes all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you were missed. Let's talk about this Equifax data breach. I saw in emails on social media, hey, you know, you can get $125, but then when you look at the fine print, you have to provide documentation. And what's going on with that? Is anyone getting the $125?
You know, it sounds good when you're like, okay, cool, I'll get, like, you know, $125 payout if I apply, but then really if everyone does it, if every person claims their share, you really get less than 25 cents. So you can choose, though, to instead get 10 years of free credit monitoring. Now that obviously is worth more than, you know, the 25 cents or whatever. So you might not even get your full 125. They're not, you know, guaranteeing that as your compensation. So if you're going to go through the trouble, you might just want to go through, get the credit monitoring for the value. But yeah, obviously not everyone's going to do it. You know, people don't, you know, do this kind of stuff, but it does shine a light on that. You can't count on it being $125.
It's kind of not worth it that your information was compromised, and here's $125 to shut you up.
Right, exactly. And all the trouble it's worth to go apply for it and everything, you know. So if you're going to do the trouble, just get the credit monitoring and then try to move on like we all do, I guess, right?
I'm a huge baseball fan. The game of baseball could be changed by technology and possibly soon. What do you know about that, Bridget?
So we have this cool feature that my colleague did. It's up now on CNET about basically a computer that does the job of the umpire, seeing exactly where balls are going in the strike zone and making the call. So you're kind of removing that human error because, you know, depending on someone's height and where they're standing, it's always ripe for arguments, as you know, coaches argue with umpires on whether it was a strike or not. And so really what they're doing is testing out this computer system to measure it for them. Now, it's not in the major leagues yet, but we did a video where we took a field trip and, like, saw how it's being tested over in New Jersey. So the consensus from folks is that it still needs some work. It's got some kinks. But a lot of the players are like, you know, if you can eliminate the guesswork and really get a true answer, why not?
Don't they already have that on the screen where you can, where it shows where it was in the strike zone?
Yes.
So they're halfway there.
Well,
exactly. You know, you see it, but then what's happening is that the umpire in their ear is getting some technician to tell them what it was from the computer. You know, so yes, you can see it on TV, and that's a different kind of effect. But really, here it's the umpire isn't making his own call right in the field. It's like he has an earpiece in, and someone's saying, you know, what it is over in the computer room.
Bill, your face means you have a thought. Go.
Well, the argument is that it dehumanizes baseball, that you're letting all the decisions come down to technology instead of a human umpire. I'm somewhere in the middle. I've seen some horrible calls made over the years, but
that's part of the game, though.
Part of the game.
Have a pitching machine instead of a pitcher now?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I was on the fence too, but then I'm like, well, there's still like other people who are gonna have jobs manning the whole system. But I know I kind of like the little cuteness of the people behind it.
Yeah,
it is what makes it, you know, part of it. But then watch, you know, in like a couple decades, we'll look back and think, oh, how barbaric people are making the calls. How crazy is that?
Bridget, early in the season, the Cubs had a player, Ben Zobrist, and there was a call that he wasn't happy with, and he jokingly said to the umpire, that's the reason computers are going to replace you, as a joke, and they tossed him out of the game just for saying that.
And then his wife tossed him out of the bed.
Got
I don't
crazy
know what's going
that.
On with
yeah.
that. All right, and I have, I think, we both have an iPhone 6S, Bill. You made the jump to an iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm not having a problem with it. I would keep it forever, although it's starting to not work as well. So what's the iPhone 11 all about?
Oh, it's going to be that time of year again where we're entering September and there's going to be another iPhone. It's always in September. We're thinking it's going to be maybe September 10th is the announcement, so it's mid-September. But the rumors and the reports all say that we're going to get three, and they're going to kind of look like the last bunch, you know. So it'll be called probably iPhone 11, and they'll have a high-end one. Probably called 11 Pro. We never heard of a Pro iPhone before, but that's what they call their computer, their MacBook laptops. You know, they get like Apple books and there's the Pro level. So maybe they'll start using that naming system for their phones. And maybe there'll be a low-end model called the 11R, or maybe there'll be a bigger one called the 11 Max. You know, it's always the naming is the game that we wonder now, because ever since the iPhone 10, which was actually an X, everyone kind of didn't know what to call it. Do you call it the iPhone X? Do you call it the iPhone 10? I think that's going to go away, and you're going to go back to the numbers, and it's going to look a lot like the iPhone 10, where you have that, you know, kind of cut out on top, and it does Face ID.
So I just will follow my own advice. Since these new ones are coming out, wait to get a lower model at a cheaper price. Is that a good way to do it? Because I don't really need all the bells and whistles. It's already got pretty many.
It's probably going to have a lot of the similar bells and whistles as the one from last year. So, yeah, you can pick up last year's model maybe. But they are looking at starting at $1,000. And you don't know, is Apple really going to sell last year's model cheaper? Or are they just going to stop selling last year's model and say, no, the new one is 11 and we're not going to put it on sale, the other one. So now you have to buy the more expensive one. They've done that before because they don't want to have, like, a discounted version. What they tend to do instead is have a new one that just has a few less features. Like instead of two cameras on the back, there's one camera on the back. And you know, the photos you take and share, you know, no one's none the wiser anyway.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
One goes to 11.
Oh, good. That
that's
should
the
be
significance.
Their tagline.
Why September? Why do they always release them in September? Is there a significance there?
It's how it all started with the market. I mean, back to school season, you get a lot of new computers and phones, and it's been the fall is always a hot time for new phones, and so they kind of just always been in that cycle.
And also with Christmas close by, if
exactly.
someone's on the fence, you could get it for somebody as a gift.
That's
right?
What I want, Bill.
Right.
Yeah, oh, done.
Yeah,
already
fall,
done.
The fall is always there, so they're ready for your Black Fridays and whatnot.
Ah, it all makes sense. Bridget, we're so happy for you. Two babies down, eight to go. You're almost there. Bridget passed out. Yeah. I heard a thud.
So you have Felix and what's your other child? A girl, correct?
Yeah, Olivia.
Olivia and
so
Felix.
Nice.
Pretty awesome.
Very nice. Well, we're thrilled for you and we're glad you're back.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back.
Absolutely.
Good to talk to you guys.
Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com for all your tech information. We'll take a break. We'll get you some news and then more show. But first, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.